How many people do you know who struggle with their health? Chances are, whether they show it or not, most of the people in your life do. And chances are, you're one of them. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, endometriosis, acne, eczema, autoimmune, thyroid, Lyme, brain fog, fatigue, or any other symptom or condition, you're far from alone. Living with symptoms has become the new normal. So no more guessing games. It's time to get answers. Welcome to the Medical Medium Podcast. I'm Anthony Williams.
We're talking about the healing journey, what it entails, what it takes, what the hardships are, and how do you hold on to the faith, and who do you believe if you really don't know what's wrong with your health and really don't know how and why you got sick. Then how are you supposed to stay strong and keep the faith to heal? And trying to keep sane in a health system that doesn't know how you landed your sickness to start with. It's a one size fits all out there. That's their best song. But it's not relieving enough people's pain. Let's get down to it. Strap yourself in. Don't cry. We're taking a mind-blowing joyride. Nurse? What? Yeah, I've been here for a while. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, I tried a health coach. I tried a healer. I tried a natural doctor. Yeah, that was the nurse. Yeah. Losing my mind. I've been to at least 10 people. Yeah, everyone says they know what's going on. Like, they got the answers. Everybody says something a little different. I don't know who to believe. Like, I'm at that point now where I'm still not better. I was getting better. It was lasting for a little bit. And then it's back to square one. Yeah, I have to get a grip on this soon. Doctor's coming. Okay. Hey, doctor. Hey. What's my test say? Okay, low in vitamin D. I've heard that before. And I took some vitamin D, yeah. Cholesterol? It's not good? Well, I had this one guy tell me that it's good that it's not good. Yeah, he said that you can't listen to the cholesterol readings. But it's a problem? Okay. What else? My inflammation is up? Well, yeah, no. This other guy told me I had autoimmune and I got my IgG, I think, markers were up or something. GGI or something. So you think I have autoimmune too? My thyroid? Yeah. I was told it's hyper. It's hypo now? Oh, okay. And histamines? I don't know. I haven't heard that before. Maybe that's the answer. My histamines are... You think that's the answer this whole time? My histamines are up? Okay, well, that gives me like a new thing to think about. They're off the chart? Okay. Where do I go from here? I'm getting nervous. Do you have a lozenger? I got a little bit of a sore throat. I can't even function with brain fog. Let's face it. It's still the wild, wild west out there. Sure, if you're not so sick and you're still strong, you haven't been sick enough or sick that long, you can afford to lose time. You can afford to lose resources and use resources, playing around in the health space, managing your mild symptoms, getting kind of back on track, and then going backwards a little bit, back on track, manage this, manage that, but keeping also an interest at the same time, like you're getting into health. So like you found a new hobby, a new hack every day in health. One professional tells you you need some protein, so you really get into the protein thing. Another one tells you that you need dopamine. So you're like, maybe that's what it is. And you're like, okay, I'm going that direction. Another tells you it's SIBO. Another says you need a probiotic. Another says you need a prebiotic. Another one says you just need to meditate, focus on that. And after you do your meditations, do a cold plunge. Another person's like, you need apple cider vinegar. It's a fix-all. It's a cure-all. Another one is like, you need binders. And the list goes on. And everybody is telling everyone, no gluten, no dairy, unless it's raw dairy, no fish. Fish, and then the constant shock and awe out there. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. And have you guys noticed out there the new dietitian? Do you remember the old dietitian? The old dietitian was just whatever the government told them they were allowed to do. You had to look at the food pyramid. That was it. You weren't allowed to leave the food pyramid as a dietitian. You had to go by a certain set of laws, a certain set of rules. You couldn't bend them. You couldn't go a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. You had to follow everything to the letter as a dietitian. The old dietitian would tell you, you have to eat eggs, 2 eggs every single morning. Without fail, every single morning, 2 eggs. Now, if you had a food allergy, like an allergy to eggs, say it was even a doctor's diagnosed food allergy to eggs, the dietitian would not care. You have to do the law. You have to do the rules to what their training was, their government standards. You still had to do 2 eggs a day every morning. But there's a new dietitian out there now. It's a person who goes to school. They become a registered dietitian. And then, soon as class ends, their last paper was handed in. They got their dietitian license credential. They all of a sudden don't promote or do anything they've learned at all. Instead, they just look at hacks online, read articles that are not government standards of dietitian rules, look into what people are doing, check out the trends, and then they craft something in their own experience, what they're doing for themselves and what they're seeing out there. This is the new registered dietitian that's out there now. And the reason why they have to do the hacks, the biohacks, they have to look at the articles, look at the trends, they have to pick and choose what they like out there, then create something on their own that has nothing to do with their training or nothing to do with what they learned or the government standards or the rules or the dietitian school rules. The reason why they have to avoid all that is because they would get eaten alive in the health space. They would literally get eaten alive. So the new dietitian, fresh off the press, doesn't do all the old standards that they learned. They need to do whatever's happening in the trend world and then to curtail that. So the goal is to get their credential so their credential could be that certain thing that backs them up and supports them and then do everything that they're just finding out there that has nothing to do with that credential. When someone was sick or got sick years ago, and they went to a dietitian, they did not go to the dietitian for health guidance, health advice, a diagnosis, an understanding of why they're sick. They went there for one thing: count their protein, count their fat, count their calories. And the dietitian could not diagnose them. They couldn't say, well, it looks like that's eczema for sure. Well, it looks like psoriasis. That looks like dermatitis. That can be chronic fatigue syndrome. Maybe you got fibromyalgia. They couldn't do that. It wasn't allowed. They weren't doctors. They weren't nurse practitioners working underneath a doctor. They were a dietitian. Now, the new dietitians now, they start diagnosing. They're not supposed to, but they start calling the shots. Come to me, get off of this gluten, that, whatever. And oh yeah, no, that's eczema. No, that's got to be dermatitis. No, that's got to be maybe PCOS, or maybe you have ovarian cysts. Well, did you check out your thyroid? Do you have SIBO? You might have H. pylori. Did you try this supplement? Did you try sea moss? Did you try neem oil? Did you try pearl powder? Did you try magnesium? Did you try vitamin D? Are you doing vitamin E? Are you taking your omegas? They're offering and recommending a whole bunch of different supplements to try. They're just playing in a world of musical chairs, of guessing games. And then there's the health coaches. Same thing. They got a health coach certificate, and they're only supposed to talk about this or that. But now it's all full on. It's like, don't see a doctor. That's what they're saying out there now, many of them. Don't see a doctor. Come to me. Buy my program. Buy my course. Here's $3,000 for an incredible course. Try it. You'll learn how to heal. Doctors don't fix people. Pharmaceutical world's bad. I'm a health coach. Come to me. Get my programs. I'll teach you how to heal. Meanwhile, it's back to guessing games again. It's all biohacks picked up here, picked up there, thrown together in a course or a program. Someone buys it. It's the same old thing. Same thing with nutritionists. Similar to the dietitians, the old nutritionist was only allowed to talk about your protein, talk about your calories, counting your calories, how many grams of fat, pretty much it. They didn't do much else. That's the old nutritionist. The new nutritionist gets the degree, that's standard, and then it's all the biohacks, articles online they're reading and studying. They're looking at all the trends, they're trying things themselves, and then they're putting together their own program or course or teaching something entirely different than what their credential states. And then there's the random PhDs. They have a PhD in something, and then they head into health and nutrition of some kind. And now they got their credential. They call themselves a doctor, but they're just a PhD of nutrition or a PhD of some kind of health and wellness. And then they're doing the same thing. They're experimenting on themselves. They got interested into it. They had a symptom or two. They went around to different doctors. They learned a trick here, learned a trick there. And then they went online with articles. Then they looked at the trends. They tried a little ACV. They tried a little sodium bicarbonate. And they did this, did that. And now they build a program, a course. Come to my course. Spend $2,500. Spend $5,000. I'll teach you how to heal. Now, all of a sudden, they're experts in healing. These are just some examples. There's many more than this. Now, there's people 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago that know when they tried everything, they tried everything. They've been there and done that. They've been to all the different specialists, the neurologists, the GPs, the doctors of all different kinds, pulmonologists, endocrinologists. They've been everywhere. They tried everything. They're suffering. They're sick, bedridden, many of them. Many of them just can't function, can't work. Their life has been very difficult. They've been sick for a very long time. And that's what it was like years ago, not even too far years ago, like maybe even 8 years ago or 7, 6 years ago. But now it's different. So the been there, done that is a different situation now. It's not the old been there, tried that, done that. It's the new been there, tried that, done that. Not too long ago, a pharmacist was just delving out pills, delving out drugs in the pharmacy. And then now, a few years later, now a pharmacist is a health and wellness guru on social media, telling you what not to eat and what to eat, telling you how to do self-care, telling you how to lose weight, telling you how to live your life, telling you how to do health and wellness. A pharmacist's job is to know about some contradictions with different pills, different pharmaceuticals, and also just to fill a prescription that the doctor prescribed. So count how many pills, what the milligrams or dosage is, when to take it, put it on the label. That's the pharmacist's job. And the pharmacist on social media will go by doctor, confusing everybody that they are a doctor. And then they'll want to do their health and wellness and self-care routine and sell it online and kind of get out of the drugstore life where they're sitting there standing on their feet for 8 hours a day filling out prescriptions. And they don't like to do that anymore. They want to just work out, exercise, tell people how to eat, and say they're a pharmacist and call themselves a doctor. But everybody seems to know what they're talking about. So if you're a newbie, you got sick, you have a whole bunch of symptoms, it's like amazing out there. Everybody seems to be an expert and know what they're talking about, and they have all these great credentials. So meanwhile, there's all these new sick people that are getting really sick out there. Millions. And it gets funneled into all of these different PhDs, different pharmacists that call themselves doctors, different health coaches, different nutritionists, different dietitians, and they all seem like they know what they're talking about. And all these new sick people already went to the regular doctors, the internists, the GPs, the neurologists, the specialists, the pulmonologists, the endocrinologists. They've been there already, the Lyme disease doctors and so forth. And they even been to functional medicine doctors as well. They've been there, they've done that, they're still sick. And then they see this new shiny thing flashing in front of them. the new shiny thing is all these chiropractors running ads, all these health coaches running ads, all these different pharmacists running ads, these PhDs in nutrition running ads, these dietitians running ads, and they're showing their lifestyle. They're sitting there doing self-care all day. They're working out. They're showing them fitness moves. They're showing them what they're eating. And it looks like, whoa, I want to buy into that. And these new fitness people are also getting face work done. They're getting fillers done. They're getting their new teeth done. They're getting the veneers done. And they're selling their muscles and they're selling their fitness plans. And you're looking at it and you're going, I want to be like this. I'm sick and I don't feel good. I already went to all the doctors. Now I need help. These guys look like they got it down. And some of these health coaches, practitioners, and influencers only have 2 years on the health scene. 2 years. 3 years at best, sometimes 4 years on the health scene, and now they're an expert. And they're selling you their limited amount of time and experience, their limited amount of time experimenting on themselves and shifting and changing everything every month because they don't know what they're doing, and they're selling that to you. Think about that for a minute. It's really disturbing. So what everybody's doing is they're selling themselves. They're selling their bodies, their lifestyles, their family lifestyles. They're selling their routines, their fitness routines. They're selling themselves to you. They don't know a heck of a lot. They've only been in it for a little while. Maybe if they're even a pharmacist, a doctor, a PhD, a nutritionist, dietitian that just got into health recently, they're just going to sell their routine. They're going to sell their body being toned, their weight loss, and anything else they're doing. They're marketing that to you. And then the person who wants to get their lives better, or they're sick, or they're not well, go shopping. So it becomes a shopping spree. Who do I like better? That's what the shopping turns into. Do I like this guy better? Do I like this girl better? Well, this person's young. They look good. Their hair looks good. This other person, their body looks good. This other person has a really nice house. This other person has a really nice gym. Who do I like better? And it becomes a shopping spree. If you're a mom and dad and you got kids and you're into a certain lifestyle and then you go on social and you see a mom and a dad selling their lifestyle and their kids, you might like them better than this other mom and dad and their kids. So you'll go and try everything they're selling and everything they're doing. And then you buy their programs, their courses, their classes, you buy the products they're selling. And then when you start losing interest in them or something isn't working for you in the moment and you've lost interest, you're on to the next family, the next mom and dad and the family out there and the kids and the lifestyle. And you're looking at everything they're selling. So you end up buying their course, their class, you end up buying the products they're selling and you try it all over again. So let's get down to it. If you're not so sick, and you're only dealing with a little bit of anxiety or anxiousness, a headache once in a while, a little bit of bloating, a touch of acne, it can be fun. It can be interesting. It can be a high. It can be an adrenaline high, an addiction. It's like, try this, try that. I like this person. Now, wait a minute. Let me go to this person's account. Whoa, I like what they're doing. Whoa, I like the way they look. Let me try that. Oh, this person's saying no gluten. This other person's saying raw dairy. This other person's saying stay away from steak. This other person's saying you should be eating lots of protein and eat meat. Let me try this. Let me try that. I'm not so sick. I can manage this. I'm getting a little help here. I'm off of proteins. I'm on proteins. Wait, I'm off of processed foods. Oh, I'm back on a little bit of fun, some cheat foods because this person allows that, but this person's more strict. I like this. I like that. I'm not that sick. It's fun for a while. And you're just managing. You're managing your health. You're not so sick. You can cold plunge, you can meditate, you can go here, you can go swimming, you can sunbathe, you can exercise, you can eat this food, you can eat that food. You know you're not totally healthy, you know you got some problems, but you're not that sick and you're managing everything and you're having a great time. What people don't realize is there should be one big fat disclaimer in front of all of these people selling things, and it should be, hey, I'm experimenting with myself. I'm probably going to change things in a month or 6 months, which means you're going to be confused as heck and knowing that you did something wrong 2-3 months ago. And I'm going to do something different every other week. And I'm just practicing on myself. I really don't know what I'm doing. I might be gaining weight in a month. I might be losing weight in a month. And then you're going to be following me. And I want you to know one big disclaimer. I don't know what I'm doing. And you know what their big out is? Their big out is do what's right for you. do what works for you. And I changed my program because it's my truth. This is my truth. And then everybody's supposed to go, oh, so the program I bought 6 months ago, when you told me to do this, you don't like that anymore. So I shouldn't like that anymore. And that it's your truth. So I shouldn't get mad at you because it's your truth. Well, you're right. I guess I'll just listen to the next thing you experiment with, and I'll just be your experimentee. An interior designer can look at your home, look at the inside, change the curtains, do this, change the colors on the walls, change the furniture, and then you could walk in and be like, yeah, I like this. I like that. I don't like that. That's awful. That's terrible. It's so gloomy. It's so dark. But wait, this looks pretty good over here. This is nice and light and airy. I like this. I don't like this, but I kind of like that. And interior designer, I don't really like you anymore. I kind of liked you, but I'm going to go get another one. Say you get a clothing stylist and you're like, I like that outfit. I like this outfit. And they pick this out for you. And then they have you purchase this outfit and you think you're looking good. You feel good. Then you don't really think you're looking good. And then they pick out a really bad outfit and you take it to a party and you're wearing it. And someone says, that doesn't look good. It's not trending and it looks terrible. You go home, you're upset. You want to get a new clothing specialist, a new clothing stylist. And in the end, no harm done. No real harm done. But when it comes down to health, that's a different story. The health influencers today are into clothing. They're into interior design. They like changing things left and right, doing things, doing their appointments, doing their self-care, then back to their interior design, back to picking out tables and chairs in their houses, back to picking out curtains, back to picking out clothes and everything else, while they're also sporting health advice and dietary advice. Instead of experimenting on the inside of the house, inside the apartments, clothing, the inside of your car, instead of experimenting with all of that, now they're experimenting with people's lives, with their health. And they're changing everything by the minute because they want to treat it like interior designing and clothing, fashion, everything else. And so they're changing things up every second. Just like, I like this blouse. I like this skirt. I like this denim. I like this hairstyle. I like this curtain inside the house. I like this shade inside my room. And they're treating it like that. And they're making a business out of it. But the difference is when you're dealing with health and wellness and people's lives, there's a bigger price and there's a lot more at stake here. It's dangerous to treat health like the other industries out there, but that's what everybody's doing. They're treating health just like the other industries, like fashion design, like interior design, like jewelry, like the car industry, the makeup industry, and then the cosmetic procedure industry. And then they turned the alternative health industry into a trendy hobby addiction industry. So the health influencer has become just a lifestyle brander. It's all about what clothes they're wearing and buying, what cars they're driving, what their vacations are like, where they're going and traveling to, how they're decorating their house, what kind of makeup they're wearing, how they're doing their hair, and how they're training and in the gym and their exercising is going. And also tack on what they're doing for food, where they're eating in restaurants, what supplements they're taking, and any other self-care they're doing. It's becoming a dog-eat-dog world. Everybody's competitive. They're all fighting for it. They're dumping tons of money into it. They're running ads everywhere. They're fighting for followers. They're buying followers. They're doing everything they can to bring people in to keep their interest. And then they're joining forces with other health influencers. They're taking sides. They're going at other people. There's wars going on all the time. They're battling each other, and they're all starting to eat their own. And it becomes one big game out there. And who suffers the most from this big game in the health industry? The people who are chronically sick. The people who are suffering chronic mystery illness. The people that don't have time or energy to play around. The people that don't need to be gaslit. The people that don't have the energy anymore to play games, to suffer through any kind of experimental process, to sit there following one person and another, knowing that they're trying to do something for themselves, but not realizing that these people are just playing games with their health. The chronically ill are becoming the funders to these health influencers that are living their best lives. Health influencers that were never really that sick to begin with, or not even sick at all to begin with. The chronically ill are not getting answers from these health influencers, answers that can take them out of the hell they're living in. So what's in the process of developing right now is a new kind of been there and done that. It's the chronically ill, instead of going to their doctors at the doctor's offices years and years ago and trying one thing or another drug or an alternative doctor that says they got Lyme disease or something, instead of that been there and done that, there's a new kind now. It's trying all these different things. It's funding these health influencers' lives. It's looking at what they're doing and how they're living and what they look like, getting sucked up into all of that, but still being left empty-handed and sicker from when they started. There's a vast difference from when you're somebody who's suffering from chronic illness, somebody who has multiple diagnoses, anything from fibro to MS to Lyme disease to aches and pains and tingles and numbness and ringing in the ears and vertigo all the time and migraines that are debilitating and so many more symptoms and conditions. Somebody who's suffering, they could barely get by, they can barely walk, talk, take showers, they're on couch island, they're on mattress island, they're living an entirely different existence than these health influencers who have never been there before, don't know what it's like to be in their shoes. They're two different worlds apart. There's a very small group of people out there who are in that place, in that darkness of suffering, really sick, on Mattress Island for a long time, who got better and then went into the healing arts, truly went in to help others, and they knew what it was like. And they were telling their patients and telling their clients how sick they were, and being inspirational, and then helping that client and that patient fight through it themselves and get into the place of healing. And on the other side, there's not a lot of them out there. For the majority of the people out there in the health industry, never experienced that. They're just out there having fun right now. It's just a big party of games in the moment. And the people who are chronically sick don't know the difference. They don't know that these people aren't doing or been through what they were or what they're going through now. And there's a lot of health influencers that glorify their symptoms, glorify their conditions. They weren't that sick, but they glorify it to such a deal, to such a level that it makes people who are chronically sick out there, really ill, go, oh, that health influencer went through what I went through. Then they must be right about what they're selling and what they're doing, when really, in reality, they weren't that sick. That health influencer is kind of lying or embellishing. And then the chronically ill are left with no answers. They're left with no helpful protocols. They're left with nothing viable and tangible to work with. They're left with confusion and misinformation. They're left with mixed messages. And then the chronically ill have to take on the baggage from all these health influencers. These health influencers are just dumping all of their baggage, all of their garble, all of their worries and fears, all of their trickery, just dumping it onto the chronically ill, and the chronically ill have to take it. The health influencers dump all their fears, their worries, their concerns, their own experiences, their thoughts, how they're feeling that day, all onto you. And then you take it in and you don't even know what your own experiences are in that moment. It's just nothing but confusion. You're hearing what they're doing. You're seeing what they're doing. It kind of takes over everything, the consciousness, the mind, the subconsciousness. And in the end, you're still sick and you're like, wait a minute, I need answers. I'm not getting them. When someone is sick, sick for a long time, and they've been everywhere and they tried everything in the alternative health movement and everything in the conventional health movement. They tried pharmaceuticals. They tried herbs. They tried everything. And they're still sick and suffering. They got a little better and then a lot worse. And a little better and then a lot worse. And they get lost. They feel hopeless. They're in their darkest hour. They don't know if they're going to live. They don't know if they're going to die. They feel misunderstood. They think no one gets them. People look at them and don't understand them. And they're in this place and they're just talking to God. They're on their hands and knees. They're praying every day. They want miracles. They're suffering. And that world is different than the world of health influencers just garbling out their garbage and their fears and their worries out there when they're not even really sick or were never really sick to begin with. And it gets real confusing fast. The problem is no one's saying out there, wow, you're actually really a warrior. You're really chronically sick. You've been through it for a lot of years. You have a lot of experiences with it. You have your own true, real story of what you've gone through and you haven't been hurt enough. And then there's these other people. Well, those are the not so sick. They're just playing around out there. And no one's looking at the difference. It's like they're jumbling them all together and it's disrespecting the chronically ill. Seasoned, chronically ill people that have been around the block, tried a lot of things. They're really seasoned. They know what it's like out there. They know about health. They know about their experiences because they've been there. They've been in it for years. They've tried everything and they know what works. They know what doesn't work. And they see the garbage out there. Those seasoned people, when they leave a comment somewhere on somebody's feed and they're sticking up for another chronically ill person or they're trying to put some good advice out there for a very sick person, they get bullied. They get bullied by the health influencers out there that haven't been sick. They get bullied by other people because it's a dog-eat-dog world and they're bullying seasoned, chronically ill people. So when a seasoned, chronically ill person exposes a health influencer's inexperience, instead of the health influencer saying, I didn't know that. I want to be educated. Tell me about your experience. You've been sick for many years. You know what's going on out there. I want to learn so I can help others. Instead of that, the health influencer bullies the seasoned, chronically ill person. And not only bullies them, but gaslights and manipulates them too, and then gangs up by getting other people, commenters, to attack the chronically ill person who's seasoned altogether to try to shame them. And then, what's even sicker than all of that, the health influencer plays victim and acts like they're the victim. And then that health influencer may even send people to attack that seasoned, chronically ill person that was just trying to help. And they call that seasoned, chronically ill person a bully and a narcissist. And as each month goes by and each year right now, there are millions of more chronically ill people getting sicker and sicker with no place to go, no one to trust, and not sure who to believe in. You feel like a train wreck. You get no respect, but people don't know you. In retrospect, they have no idea of your past, what you've been through, and why sometimes you finished last. A journey they know nothing about, as they tell you that you manifested your entire hard route. It's your doing. You need to sage your space to undoing. Feeling constantly misunderstood. You're told God doesn't do anything. They believe if God was real, God should. Because of course, God would if God could. God's a letdown, many people believe. God didn't show up for the person who drowned in sorrow. They think God isn't there. Pulled another no-show. Pray there's always tomorrow. They didn't see God's light gleam when they called God out with a scream. There was no answer, so it seemed. Darkness wants you to turn your back on God, an old gray man sitting on a throne, high up in heaven, governing us alone, playing games with our souls. Run from God, they say. Worship the sun instead every day. Your God, not him up in the sky. He doesn't have control of when you're gonna die. You get sick and see the health pros and get all the frills and chills as you tell them your health woes. You've been there before. Some so sick, they're on their knees praying to the Lord, wondering which side is up, which side is down, what pill seems sound, which pills to ignore. And once again, on to no answer town. Why am I sick? Not a fun place to be, but so many end up there and it stinks. They taste the house jubilee. It's soured of no answers again. and they can't get free. It's not satisfying enough because let's face it, when you're that sick, you feel like you've been hit by a truck on uneasy street. The message in the light is that God is truly above, watching over you and the angels. Know our stories, know what we've been through. They've been watching our free will, helping to govern our roles, while God helps to upkeep our souls.
Original published medical medium information gets stolen and poached by podcast doctors, social media doctors, influencers, and medical clinics. Medical medium information has never yet been proven wrong by medical science and research. Instead, the opposite, only proven right and then taken from medical medium published material and used in the conventional and alternative health communities. Medical medium information continually sets the stage for medical science to understand chronic illness better. If you choose to share or use the original, unique content from the medical medium podcast, books, or medical medium social media, please cite where this information comes from, so others who see and learn of this information have a chance to know where it all originates, to give them an opportunity to heal, so they don't end up losing years of their life searching for answers like so many have before them. The medical medium information here on this podcast doesn't come from broken science, interest groups, medical funding with strings attached, botched research, lobbyists, internal kickbacks, persuaded belief systems, private panels of influencers, health field payoffs, trendy traps, or gathered bits and pieces of gimmicky confusion. Because chronic illness is exploding like never before in our modern day history, it takes a greater force than us down here. It takes a helping hand from above. Medical medium information has street cred. It's an organic movement of countless people around the world healing. More healing stories of real people not being paid to tell their life-changing experiences of rising out of the ashes of sickness and entering into the light of full recovery, getting their lives back and finally healing when nothing else in the world of health could move the needle and get them better. The information on this podcast is not man-made. It comes from above, from a higher source. Whatever you believe in, whether God, the universe, the light, or the creator, or if you believe in nothing at all, that we're just floating through space together on this rock. Know that the information you hear on this podcast is separate from all the other noise out there. It comes from a different place, a pure, untampered with, advanced, clean, uncorrupted, original, primary source, a higher source, spirit of compassion.